Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to another edition of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by getting things in order physically, psychologically, and spiritually. I'm Sharon McRill, your host and the owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. Our guest today is a really, really special guest. This is going to be a tough subject for some people, but I think also really, really interesting. And let me tell you a little bit about Judy Van Niekerk. She is an award-winning best-selling author and founder of the Sacred Leadership Institute, which trains entrepreneurs and businesses to exponentially grow their income, their life, and success through transformational principles of sacred leadership, which involves shifting from linear to exponential mindset and business practices. Judy also works with individuals, training and mentoring them to charge, capitalize, and champion your challenges. She has successfully completed turning a less than ideal childhood experience, which involved forced incarceration, sexual, physical and emotional abuse, into phenomenal opportunities. And really, when you hear this, you're just going to want to stand up and applaud this lady. And she has capitalized this to empower tens of thousands of people around the world to see the challenges we experience are stepping stones for us to grow from, and they contain gifts that we can then tap into to thrive in our own lives. She demonstrates from her personal experience that we truly do possess the power within to create the life we love and abundance, no matter what we've been through. And if she says it's nothing more than a choice, a simple decision that will irreversibly alter your life forever. So I am very, very proud to welcome Judy Van Niekerk. Judy, welcome to Get Ready with Betty.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sharon. That was just amazing to hear all that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, it's your life, so I'm glad that you think it's amazing.
I'm thinking, is that me? Sometimes when you hear it back, you think, wow, because we're all guilty of that, aren't we? Minimizing what we've achieved or done.
Yes, sometimes we are. And I always am surprised when people say to me, oh, you're such a successful business owner. And I say, in my head, I always think, have they seen my desk this week? So let's tell our listeners a little bit of background on your experiences and what led you to believe that there are such gifts in every challenge that comes up, and especially the challenges that you've experienced.
Okay, I will, Sharon, I'll try and put it into a nutshell, as succinctly as I can. Essentially, for the first couple of decades of my life, I was incarcerated by my father. I was raped and gang raped, and I was shot and beaten and experienced a pretty traumatic time, locked away from society, and with nothing more than myself to rely on, until I escaped in my early 20s. And this all happened in Ireland. And when I escaped, I ran as far away as I could. Went to England, and then I went on to South Africa, where I lived for many, many years. And in South Africa, I created a magnificent life. As you can imagine, I wasn't very socialized, so I had to learn how to integrate with society, how to live a normal life and earn money and make friends and do normal things. And one of the funny things about it was that I managed to get jobs. Getting a job was no issue for me. I always managed to get jobs, but I was always fired from them. So I eventually realized that I had to become an entrepreneur, which was a massive turning point in my life. It was a matter of survival. And I created a magnificent life, a really magnificent life. I mean, I was earning phenomenal money, creating great businesses. I was involved in great sporting activities. I represented South Africa at world championships in scuba diving. Really magnificent, fun life on the outside. On the inside, I was in hell. I was absolutely in turmoil. A life that I couldn't have dreamt of when I was living in, you know, incarcerated in Ireland. Here I was living in a glorious place, wonderful weather and magnificent experience, yet I was in turmoil. And evidence of that turmoil was that I was taking overdoses on a very regular basis. In fact, in about an 18-month period, I took about 12. Some of them, like literally consecutively, come out of coma and another overdose, back into a coma, stomach pump and all this. It was a crazy time, in and out of institutions and madness. And I, as you can imagine, here I am living a magnificent life. Those people around me didn't understand what was going on in my life. And it wasn't until I took that last overdose. I remember actually taking it, looking at myself in the mirror, and that very act of looking at myself in the mirror as I was taking the handful of drugs. I mean, it was 150 drugs. Looking at them and putting them in my mouth and my body wanting to reject them. But I just took them because I needed this. It wasn't so much to commit suicide. It was just time out. Stop the world. Just stop spinning. Stop the pain. And I couldn't figure out what this pain was. I woke up coming out from another coma. And I'll never, ever forget realizing what was going on, what the pain was. And I remembered, I think, brought about by that mirror connection as I was taking the drugs. I used to have a ritual as a child growing up, a powerful ritual. I would look in the mirror, I'd look deep into myself, and I would reach down, almost as if you can imagine an arm coming through my face into the mirror, deep inside me, to reach something so deep inside me, to connect with something powerful. And as a child, I called it my something. But that something was solid, unbreakable. It was courage. It was joy. It was peace. It was confidence. And I now, as an adult, looking back in it, it was a deep connection to my spirit and my soul. And nothing could break me during those years, nothing. The more connected I had, more of that connection I had, the more grounded, the more calm, and the more inner peace in amongst that outer turmoil I had. And when I escaped, I became so absorbed in seeking outside of myself, seeking love, appreciation, success, acceptance, anything outside of myself, that I created this world, this inner world of overwhelm, stress, hurt, anxiety, fear, survival, depression, that I just couldn't cope with it. I couldn't deal with it. And I realized that my spirit, me, was craving that inner connection. And that's what started the journey back into myself again, to reconnect with myself. And that's when the pain stopped. It's like a really wonderful guy and a mentor and a friend of mine, Dr. John DeMartini, says, I would rather have the whole world against me than my own soul. And that was the turning point for me.
Wow. That is crazy, crazy powerful. Like, I'm getting that power through our phone call today. I hope our listeners are feeling that as well. So, Judy, what does it mean for you to charge, capitalize, and champion your challenges? Because here, you know, you've been through, as you've just mentioned, you know, horrible situations with your father, then your own pain and you know, trying to overdose multiple times. How do you then move forward and champion those challenges?
Well, when I started that journey back into myself, it started a time of incredible self-reflection research, learning, opening my mind to more than what is just a matter around us, to start seeking more meaning in life and in experiences. And the more I did that, the more I realized that the pain that we go through, having gone through challenges and challenging experiences, compound effect of judgments, which closes down our hearts more and more and more as the judgments and the perceptions of those experiences just become bigger and bigger and bigger. But when I started to look at it for what it was an experience. Horrific, yes, absolutely, but it was an experience. I had the decision, I could make the choice as to whether I chose to allow that to define me, or was I going to, in a sense, mine that experience for the gifts in them, for the skills that I learned as a result of them, the traits I have perfected as a result of those experiences, and use them consciously and deliberately in my life to achieve what is in my heart to achieve. And that started another journey into understanding, well, how do I do it? What does it mean? And how can I practically apply it in my life? And that's when I sort of started to come up with the concept of charging your challenges, which literally releases you or empowers you emotionally and spiritually, because through that process of charging your challenges, which I have broken down into 7 steps, which we can go into if you like, but essentially,
oh, yes.
It's you start to understand how to mine those experiences. You start to realize that the first step is confidence that you can do anything in your life, because look at what you have experienced. You've survived. You need to connect with that intuitive voice, because there's no mortal challenge that you are not bigger than. And when you need to create calmness and take the angst out of your experiences by knowing that you've gained phenomenal tools, and ease the brain noise, identify what you can take from it. And then creativity. How did you creatively deal with those experiences, deal with those challenges, manage those challenges? What tools, what skills did you learn? And commitment. That's another very important one, because one of the most striking, as I was going through this process myself a number of years ago, one of the most striking realizations I had was I needed to make the commitment to take responsibility for my life now. It is so easy. It is something we all very easily get into. We want to lash out at the world. We want to lash out at others because of what we have experienced. We want to manifest pain and agony in order for us to try and connect with what is past. What is past is past. It's gone. It's over. It's done. You have the choice to leave it there. Because every time you bring it up in your life thereafter, it's as if you are reliving it. Because the unconscious mind, it's a researched fact, the unconscious mind does not know the difference between imagination and reality. So in other words, that's why you often hear of coaches and trainers of golfers or marathon runners. They do a lot of mind work. Visualize yourself crossing that line, or what do you call it in golf? Potting the ball in a par 3, whatever.
The hole in one.
Yes. So you visualize it, because your unconscious mind doesn't know you're not really achieving that. It doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. So whatever you're calling back into your conscious mind to relive, to re-experience, your body, your unconscious mind, your DNA, your genetic makeup believes you are going through it again. And that is what makes us sick. That is what ages us as well. So that is what charging your challenges. Sorry.
Yeah, so... So we are, no, you're fine. We are going to take a really short break, But I just want to tell our listeners, if you've just joined us, you are listening to Judy Van Niekerk, who is a coach and founder of the Sacred Leadership Institute, which trains entrepreneurs and businesses to grow their income, their life, and success. And if you want to know more about Judy, you can visit her website, which is Judy Van Niekerk. It's JudyVanNiekerk.com, or you can also go to that at twitter.com, which it's just Judy Van Niekerk at twitter.com, or follow her on Facebook at Judy Van Niekerk. We will be right back to talk more about overcoming your challenges and capitalizing on how to move forward. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more Get Ready with Betty. You are listening to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps clear the confusion and simplify your life. I'm your host, Sharon McCrill, owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. On Get Ready with Betty, we talk with experts in a wide variety of fields who can break down what seems complicated into simple, doable steps. Now, back to our show. And we are back with the founder and best-selling author, founder of the Sacred Leadership Institute, Judy Van Niekerk, who I have the honor of knowing. And she and I just did a workshop together that Betty Brigade was a sponsor for, and I'm just so excited that I got to know her a little bit. Judy, before the break, we were talking about your seven steps, and I heard from you confidence, calmness, creativity, and commitment. So what's next?
But the next is that certainty, being certain. One of the most powerful things that you can do to empower your life is certainty, eradicating doubt. Because what you can be certain of, and no one can take this from you, no one can take your knowledge away from you. You can lose relationships, lose money, whatever, but you cannot lose your knowledge. It's to be certain that you've overcome challenge and you can create now the life that you would love to create. It's just certainty. And through certainty, you get presence and you begin to see the opportunity for in life as it is right now, because it is what it is right now. It is not what it was. And that's it. Whilst it seems like a nebulous concept, it is an incredibly powerful and empowering approach to take. Certainty is to be certain. But one of the, you need to go back and mine the, in a sense, mine for the gold to find that certainty. So to start to see where were you certain about overcoming your experiences or challenges or dealing with them, and apply that, those skills you learned in your life today. And then the next one is clarity. And start a ritual. Do something that that is meaningful to you, that really inspires you, that really really gets you goosebumps. For me, it's seeing the water, it's seeing the sun on the water and create sparkling diamonds. That, to me, is the most magnificent thing I can experience and watch. And I get into a sense of pure inspiration when I see that. And then in that space of inspiration, I then start reflecting on my life and getting clarity around what it is I would love to do and have in my life.
I am not hearing Judy, but I'm still seeing her showing up in my dashboard, on my screen here, so I'm not sure exactly where she went, but we can no longer hear her. So I'm just going to try again. And Judy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you. Yay. We're not sure what happened.
Sorry. No idea.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. So you were finishing up with clarity and sparkling diamonds on water. And for me,
on the water.
The thing that And for me, the thing that really gets me clear is when I'm looking at my garden growing, especially in the spring, so the snow is melted and new things are pushing up out of the earth, and I just that just brings me such inspiration.
Absolutely. The more you can put yourself in moments of inspiration, the greater the clarity you can get. And what you are most clear about, I think Janet Atwood says it, what you are most clear on, that how clear you are in life is what you will create in life. You'll only create to the extent in which you are clear. And that clarity is so important because it allows you the freedom, the space, to go back and again mine your challenges, go back and find out where and how you the skills and the tools and the techniques that you applied then to survive, to thrive in or go through those experiences, and you can apply them today. And then the last one is what I call charge, and that is direct getting into your heart through meditation, just getting into your heart and just feeling the power in your heart and releasing the judgments that are coming up in your mind. Because one of the most important things to understand is, I believe, is that we have two purposes in life. The first one is the sacred one. It's the same for every single one of us. And that is to transcend the limitations of our mind and ego and to self-realize. And our outer purpose is what we were born to do, be, and have in life. And that is different. That is unique to each and every one of us as our fingerprints. And the important thing is that the experiences that we experience are there to guide us and give us what we need to achieve that outer purpose, to serve our inner purpose. And if we're going through life all the time and we're feeling overwhelmed or stress or feeling disconnected or feeling even lethargic, you've got to ask yourself why. Because you're not living your purpose, your life of purpose. And if you're feeling that you're attracting challenges, even if it's like a niggling car accident, a fender bender, whatever it is, no matter what it is, you feel like, gosh, well, just give me a peaceful day once. You know, so many people go through so much stress on a day-to-day basis. Just stop, because those experiences are being put in front of you to nudge you back towards your purpose. And when you know you're living on your purpose, when you have a life of inner peace and a sense of happiness and joy and a sense of calm about your life and confidence and certainty, and you're in a place of love and gratitude, that is when you know that you're on purpose.
Go ahead.
Sorry. That is the first step. Now that is a massive, massive mindset change that not only changes your mindset, but it in the process in which I work one on one with people, that it releases heart energy, because we close down our heart intelligence the more and more judgments we put upon our heart. So as the more we put upon our heart, the more we close it down, the more we lock down that intelligence, the less access we have to our intuition and to our heart's desires. So we can't start living in our head. And that's where so many people live on a day-to-day basis, which in itself causes stress, anxiety as well.
Right. Well, speaking of challenges, how do you know when you're using what you've learned through your challenges in order to really thrive? Like, how do you take that energy of pain or hurt or disappointment or frustration and use that to move it forward?
When you'll know you've charged your challenges if you can see your experiences for what they are, for events, for experiences, and they no longer well up emotion for you, and you have a sense of calm gratitude for it. That is not to be mistaken for condoning, but a calm sense of gratitude for the experience, because you have successfully mined the gold from those experiences. And then what I encourage people to do is to then capitalize on those experiences. Exactly what I do today, I capitalize on my experiences, because one of my top loves is travel, and I love speaking and I love writing, and that is what I do. I do that, you know, 7 days a week. If I get a chance, I'll do it 7 days a week. To me, it's not work. I'm capitalizing my challenges, because the single most powerful, single most important thing for me is to empower as many people as I can to release themselves free themselves emotionally and release their financial potential. So no matter what you have been through, no matter what you've experienced, and once you've mined the tools and the skills that you've learned, you can monetize that. In a sense, if you will. That's another word for capitalize. So you can literally monetize, as I do. So I help people through my experiences overcome what they've experienced. And that is a real gift. And because to capitalize your challenges, you need to know what it is your purpose is. And you need to be very clear about what the skills and the tools and the that you've learned through your challenges. And then you marry that with your passions, your talents, and you put them together. We write them all out. We get very, very clear on it. And you put them together and you times that, the impact you can have on others and how you can be of service
right.
to others, and you monetize that. That is
well,
very powerful.
So we're almost out of time, Judy, but I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew about International Day to Celebrate Your Challenges. So can you tell them quickly about what that is?
Thank you so much, Sharon. I launched this last year, and it's the 24th of November. And the purpose behind it was just like to encourage us to just stop. Stop for a moment. Give us a day just to reflect on everything that we've experienced, and just to open our mind to the possibility that there is great benefits in those experiences, and allow us the space and time to go back into it and find the gifts and the skills that we have learned and how we can practically apply it in our life today to exponentially grow our life today as it is today. And last year it was launched with a phenomenal tele-seminar, and part of this year will be a releasing of a book. And it's just a day that I invite people just to dedicate to themselves, to honor themselves for the experiences they've had and how they have come through them, and to love themselves for it.
Well, that just sounds fantastic. What do you know the date?
It's the 24th of November. So
November 24th.
Yeah, it'll be bigger than last year.
So, Judy, I would love to have you back in September to promote it. Would you like to do that?
That would be amazing. I would absolutely love it, because by then we would know exactly sort of what events are happening where and so on. That would be amazing. Thank you.
Fantastic. So, listeners, we will have Judy back to talk more about International Challenge Day. And if you want to know more about Judy, you can visit her website. It's Judy, J-U-D-Y, Van, V-A-N, Niekerk, N-I-E-K-E-R-K.com. Or you can find her on Facebook under Judy Van Niekerk, or on Twitter at Judy Van Niekerk. Judy, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been amazing. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Well, I also can't wait to see you in Hawaii in April.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yes, it'll be fun. That'll be at Lisa Menini's Wake Up Profitable event, which Lisa has been a guest on the show. So this has been another episode of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by clearing the confusion. Thank you again to Judy Van Niekerk, our guest today, and to all the listeners who joined us. And until next time, keep it simple.